A very good morning to you. Welcome to our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. For all that it is the shortest month, February this year was long on inclement weather. But among the chilly and rainy days, there were a couple that reminded us that winter will end. A couple of days when there were intimations of spring. We look for such things at this time of year, and I discovered recently that I did not have to look any further than the bird feeder outside my window for a hint of the renaissance of spring. I have sunflower seeds in my feeder and suet hanging nearby. The expected visitors partake of the seeds, cardinals, house finches, the grab-and-go parrots, that is, the chickadees and the titmouses, and, of course, squirrels. And the squirrels seem especially cheeky. They just stare at me when I bang on the window to scare them off. The suet has attracted downy woodpeckers, inquisitive and restive Carolina wrens, white and red-breasted nuthatches, and, the subject of our discussion this morning, the yellow-rumped warbler. Now, old-timers will probably still call this bird the myrtle warbler, but that's okay, since myrtle now applies to our eastern subspecies of the yellow-rumped warbler. These birds winter here, by the thousands, thriving on bayberries. In winter, they're a drab gray-brown, with the nominate yellow rump the only flash of color. But right now, an amazing change is underway, as the birds get dressed for spring. I have been watching a male yellow-rumped warbler as he's been enjoying the suet at my feeder. And gradually and subtly, over the past couple of weeks, he's been changing. The yellow rump has brightened, the yellow is creeping in on his sides, the back is tending toward bluish, and the black on the face and the sides is getting darker, while the throat gets whiter. And when did that coronet, that golden spark on the crown, appear? It's a magical transformation, this turn of the seasons, and it's right outside my window, in miniature, in the form of a 5-inch fluff of feathers.